Cities across the valley are looking inward these days, refocusing resources and money on creating attractive downtowns. Now, downtown Mesa is hoping a deal with ASU will jumpstart their downtown's growth. Voters will have their chance to approve the potentially $160 million project to build a new ASU campus in downtown Mesa this fall. And if it passes, city officials there hope it'll bring some new energy to its sleepy Center City.
Mesa's got a kind of a reputation that we roll up the carpet at 5 o'clock and everything shuts down. It's not true, but I would like for that perception to be gone in 10 years.
Jeff McVeigh is with the city of Mesa, and the show's Lauren Gilger met him in downtown Mesa to talk about all of this. And Lauren, the ASU campus is just part of some larger plans Mesa has for its downtowns. Is that right?
That's right. In fact, Jeff McVeigh, who I met down there, actually has the title Manager of Downtown Transformation for the city. He says the city's been focused on its downtown for quite some time. And then when Mayor John Giles took office last year, downtown revitalization was a major focus for him. So he says they really have a lot of great things in downtown Mesa already that import people to their venues for events and things like that. Now they just need to refocus on the residential front, getting people to actually live there and activating their culture, the restaurant scene, and nightlife there.
Our downtown, we have, and this will be my short list, we have our Mesa Art Center. It's the largest art center in the Southwest. That brings in almost 500,000 people a year. We have the Arizona Museum of Natural History. We have the IDEA Museum, which used to be the Museum for Youth. We have the Mesa Arizona Temple, the first temple built outside of Salt Lake City. And that's, you know, the name of a few. We add in the amphitheater. We have a convention center. We have a great number of very successful features in downtown. What we're hopeful is that by building an ASU campus with a park that is tying it all together, that will be the connector to all these other successful amenities that are down here.
So what does this potential plan with ASU look like exactly?
Depending on what voters approve, they're talking about building four buildings near the existing Mesa City Plaza, as well as a five-acre park as part of this new campus. They'll house digital and sensory technologies, performance and media arts, early childhood development, and entrepreneurial support programs, and it could all bring up to 3,500 students there. So McVeigh showed me around the area where they're planning all of this, and it's right on the light rail and near their historic downtown retail area. So he has high hopes for what bringing that many students to that area could do for downtown Mesa.
Right now we are at the Mesa City Plaza. We're at the intersection of Center and Main Street. We're actually looking at a light rail train at our Center Street station, right across from the Mesa Art Center. Most of the comments I get from my coworkers are that we're going to be taking away all of our parking. So all the parking we're walking up next to will become either an open space, a civic plaza, or it'll become something related to ASU facilities.
Is the light rail sort of part of the motivation for ASU to come down here?
Completely related to light rail. Unlike downtown Phoenix, where they were able to bring entire schools and put them into a downtown campus, they don't have the ability to lift a new school or create a new school and bring it here. So we'll be getting, you know, full programs of a school, but the connection to Tempe and downtown Phoenix is important, and light rail is that connection.
We are the poster child for urban sprawl in the valley, and that seems to be really changing right now. Why do you think that is?
The demographics are changing. The people that desired the sprawl type development, they are in the minority now. Baby boomers are aging. They want to have the same amenities that the millennials want. And those amenities are oftentimes in more urban settings.
So as kind of we watch this happen all over the valley, and you said this has been a focus for downtown Mesa for a long time. Why is it important to Mesa, to the city council here, to the government here, that you invest in this downtown?
We know that today people choose their place where they want to live before they choose their job. And in order to compete in that marketplace, we need to provide a downtown that it has those amenities and features that they want in their community. For many years, Mesa was the fastest growing community in the nation in the 80s and 90s. We're still growing fairly fast, and at nearly 500,000 people now, we need a downtown that is reflective of a city that size.
So this is your job. Like, this is all you do, right?
Yeah.
Is try and envision the future for downtown Mesa. So what do you hope in 10 years this looks like?
I hope in 10 years that if you came back down here to talk to me again, that you would be able to, without any work, visibly point out where it's changed. That instead of us standing here and being able to count the number of cars that go by, that we're standing here trying to get out of the way of all the people. That's what I envision in 10 years.
That's Mesa's manager of downtown transformation, Jeff McVeigh, talking with the show's Lauren Gilger about their efforts to bring a new ASU campus to their downtown.